The next thing we want to talk about is a paragraph in every purchase contract called items included or excluded from the contract. And those typically are fixture issues. And if you know what fixtures means, that means that it's attached to the property. Well, here's the problem with that. Just because it's attached to the property doesn't necessarily mean that it's a fixture. My china cabinet is attached to the wall, not because I expect it to stay with the property, but because of earthquake protection. So there's many things tied to a property that may or may not be included. Now, the contracts always detail what is to be included. Now, the point is that may or may not be the truth because that may or may not be the seller's intention. So when you take the pre-printed contract and it has a paragraph and it lists all these things that are to be included, you hope that the listing agent has talked to the seller. So let's go back and think first of all like a listing agent. When you take a listing, you should say to your seller, is there anything in this property that you're taking that the buyer might be surprised about? You know, is that chandelier a wedding present from your father-in-law and you're going to take it with you? Who knows what's being taken or what's going to be kept? So as a listing agent, you should tell your seller to identify those things for you so that you could put a little sign on, and the sign should say not included in the sale, so that when the buyer walks through the property, they don't look at something, fall in love with it, and realize that it's really not going to be there. One of the big issues is window coverings. I've seen great arguments over window coverings because they match the bedspread, and the bedspread goes, and so the window coverings go too. So let's look at what the contract says, and of course, it can say anything that you want it to by changing it, but here's what the pre-printed form says. Existing. Now, here's the key word, existing, because if it doesn't exist, you don't get it. Does that make sense? You get whatever is existing. So it says existing electrical, mechanical, lighting, plumbing, heating fixtures, ceiling fans, fireplace inserts, gas logs and grates, television antennas, satellite dishes, private integrated telephone systems, air coolers, air conditioners, pool spa equipment, garage door openers, remote controls, mailbox, in-ground landscaping. That seems like a funny one, doesn't it? But I've had clients take their prize roses that they thought were valuable, and all of a sudden we show up at close of escrow, and there's no roses. I've had them take the mailbox as well. I think I mentioned that earlier. Trees and shrubs, water softeners, if owned, water purifiers, security systems and alarms. So you can see there's a whole list of things that are traditionally kept. But again, if they're not to be kept, then you need, as a listing agent, to tell me. There's also a couple of boxes been added to this contract, which I think are good, but in a way they're very troublesome, because two of the personal property items that frequently are left with a house is a stove and a refrigerator. Now, we're talking about a freestanding stove, obviously a built-in stove, especially if it's a gas stove that's plumbed into the property is a fixture. The question is, what about a freestanding stove standing out in the middle of the room and it's electrical and it's plugged into the wall? That's a personal property item, so this allows you to check a box and say that. It also has a box for a refrigerator, but I've got so many horror stories about refrigerators. I know in another one of my great stories is, we had purchased the refrigerator as part of the contract, and it was a really nice refrigerator. And of course, prior to close of escrow, we did our walkthrough, and the refrigerator was there. The day of close of escrow, the refrigerator was gone. They left the refrigerator. They left the one in the garage, you know, that nobody really wanted, and my clients basically had to pay for it to be carted off. So I recommend not only check this box, but I think I would identify it, because I want to say the GE side-by-side refrigerator currently in the kitchen is going to be a whole lot easier for you to argue that at a small claims court than simply checking the box refrigerator, because the seller could always argue, I never negotiated for the expensive refrigerator. I meant the one in the garage. The other thing to think about as a buyer's agent when you're walking through the property is, does this stay? You know, you see some shelves in one of the family rooms, for example, that's bolted to the wall. Are they going to leave that? We don't know. There's a category in all contracts called additional items. So if there's any doubt in your mind about whether something stays or not, number one, I would call the listing agent, because you could cause controversy and have your offer thrown out or even countered because of something stupid about, they're not going to get my shelving. when we're talking about a $600,000-$700,000 transaction and we're fighting over some stupid shelving. So what I would suggest is, if you can, go through the property, indicate all those things that you're not sure of, and call the listing agent before you write the offer. But if you can't do that or you can't get in touch with them, then what you should do is include it in that paragraph called additional items, so that there's no question about whether or not it stays. Although I would probably be clear when I presented it to the agent that I want to know if it's true, so that we don't wind up in an argument later, because many times those kind of things are missed and then the seller takes them and we have a problem on the walkthrough or the close of escrow. The next category would be kind of the opposite of this paragraph, which is things that are excluded. In other words, if you know that something is not included, then make it a contractual item. Remember what we said earlier, which is anything in the MLS or on the flyers or any other representations that are made are not included in this contract unless you put it in the contract. So I want to be clear, if everybody knows that the flat screen TV and all the other things that might be misunderstood or not included in the contract are put in there in writing so that there's no argument.